midnight oil again?
Well, not really. I've been doing this late on. It seems that
you and I are
always working on some big project. The last time was April 30th. And May 22nd. Let me give you a little bit of just a feel as to how I think this should come out. I won't be able to do that until I cut my meeting to 3 again. This is an equation. I'd like the speech to begin. First, I want a strong, upbeat, positive confidence. And rather than we've got a hell of a problem, what are we going to do about it? So I would begin with you're part of the city of Utah. We have to realize that this is only a temporary nation. The strength of our economy, the reason for the best of it, et cetera, is because it's a free economy. We don't want to put the American economy into a straitjacket. These are what we do lead to a bust. We want to might control inflation, for example, without destroying or killing the boom, and risking your jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so for that reason, some of the drastic actions have been suggested could be great headlines tomorrow, and great headaches 6 months from now. Headlines tomorrow, headaches 6 months from now for every American in terms of black markets, rationing, even higher prices, and recession, and more unemployment. Recession leading to more unemployment. The course of action I have chosen is one to deal with the problem, but one that will, the immediate problem on an urgent basis, on a temporary basis, but with our goal always in front of us, and that is to return as quickly as the circumstances will allow to the great market economy that has been a great source of America's enormous industrial, enormous prosperity. It is your jobs which is at stake. And I will do nothing, but I will do this that will hurt them. Step one, the freeze for 60 days, freeze the price of our future. What will follow, and some have suggested, should be a permanent system of price and wage controls. I think this would be a wrong. It would not deal with inflation effectively and keep it harmful. It would risk your prosperity. My way to deal with the problems that we have without shocking. I don't think we should do. In other words, then you want to indicate what the next phase four would be. Hear it out. Phase 4, I've already told you, it is close to phase 3 rather than phase 2 as possible. So, right down the line, cut the pressure on upward prices for gasoline. That what turns up, the substance is not important, all that. Then, this is what first, I want to tell you what the administration was doing. Now I want to tell you what the Congress is doing. This next 60 days is a time that will make the difference as to whether we're going to have a continuing inflation or whether, which could lead to a recession, or whether we can deal responsibly with our problems. Administrative level, executive level, congressional level, and at your as far as the Congress is concerned, the Congress must act on this list of things, and with a particularly hard zinger in on spending. A number of bills will be reaching my desk. I'm going to have to meet those bills because it's the divide. As I do so, I will be doing so because every time I see that budget, it's not going to come out of my pocket or the federal government. It's going to come out of your pocket. I ask your support. I ask the support of those Congress and senators who have the courage as well. Then what can we do? Well, we should support Midnight Paris time. Oh, they're going to meet again. We've got 24 hours of that. The main thing is, rather than getting it to me, is frankly to get it out of there. I fire the thing up. You know what I do? Let's say I congressional uproar on this, and that the price of the drift here is over the paper or whatever the amount. And that Canada allows this to be very strong upbeat. I'm actually proud of it. I'm very thankful to be here for this special. I want to be sure before you get to that that while we are laying out this control strip up above, I want to be clear that the ultimate purpose is to move away from the control structure too. And not to current, because our future is and it is best to move in that direction. Then to close, should be that we can be very thankful that I can talk about our conference for the first time in 12 years. We're going to have a very significant meeting in the Soviet Union. I predict that there will be very significant progress on both sides of this issue. The danger for the first time in 25 years, also 30 years, no American can be found. And the best country for the best place. Most important, we, all of us, we have the future in our hands. Likewise, we're standing together for the right policies for the future. And we can achieve a goal that we haven't had since 1955, the President of the United States. Prosperity without war. That's what I have in mind as a sort of important thing. Well, I'm not really giving the form, I'm giving more of the tone. And I'll go into the battle with too much detail, and I'll let you just start quickly to send it off here so that the way that people understand. It's one of those things that we have to do here. See that if I don't think of it. We're doing everything in phase 3 really sensitively to be done. The difficulty is that nobody knows it because Schultz is a lousy salesman. It's not his fault. He's a great salesman individually, but he can't sell publicly like a company because he's got schmaltz in his ass, not company. We have nobody else. Ryan Steiner presses me enormously for this year. So what we have to do is we got to catch the people's attention and let them know that we are doing something, that we do care. Roosevelt closed the banks. He didn't close the banks, but he surely cared. You know, it's a good joke. What we're doing here, we're using the freeze and on a very modified basis. Rents are not to be included. Interest is not to be included. Yes, prices. Wages. And we're using a very modified basis for the purpose of catching their attention, catching our breath. Telling the Congress to drop its tariff for 60 days, and gives us time two things. One, to shape our phase four, which is basically phase three strength. And second, to educate the country. Now, it's my thought to follow this, not in the freshman week, because we'll do nothing that week at all. This is going to be the freshman week at all. But the Saturday after freshman week, and every Saturday thereafter, or Sunday, I don't know which is better, Saturday or Sunday, probably Saturday or Sunday, because it's already up to people. I want to say a 10-minute radio talk on various things about the year. You come back in the second meeting, but you know, we can talk about the budget one time, maybe we're more hard to talk about food another time, we can talk about rural markets and so forth and so on. But I just want to get that. We can talk about energy another time. And so I want a series of that period, just like a campaign. It'll be 6 day period, 6, 8, 7. Radio talks to the nation. I actually did this thing to public. This is where the preparation is. Writing press, I can't go back on television on prime time, but this is not very much. That's when I cut off on prime time. That's what I'm doing. But right now, speech. We're going to take this and whip around here at 1 o'clock. Are they giving you anything afterwards?
Wait, I've been working on it for some time.
I know.
I got the preferred last night. We have the program, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, let me say, don't worry too much about the program. We're going to be in the next change of the day. If you can take what I give you here, put in a push on the introduction, some of this stuff. That we'll fill in that program soon. And I would say that perhaps if we could meet tonight at 6. We think that mentioned it. 8 o'clock, we look over the rough draft. I'll work all day long. I'll have to finish it by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 in the middle is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It has to be however long it needs to be. It should not be 20. It could be 12. You know what I mean? It could be 1,500 words. I don't think I'd like it much over 1,500 words. I don't want it under any circumstances over 1,500 words. It should be 1,800 words. So we've got to play it. That's in there. In other words, we'll say what we need to say. But the closer we can get it to 10 minutes, the better. 10 to 12 minutes would be ideal. 15 minutes is not too bad. We're trying to get the economist in there. Shall we say, I have no illusions of the PA. It's got to be done at least 10. More likely, the figure is 1,500 to 1,800 words, something like that.
Did you look at any drafts this morning? I don't know. Probably not.
I prefer to look at it tonight, but after you've got a chance to sort of get my sort of reaction to it. I'm sure the draft is good. I saw your first draft in my book, but my thinking has moved along so far now. I'd rather have you try to get some of this in, and you can take your present draft and come to it. I often think of that. Well, you there. You know what I mean. It's the first time the president of the film. But those two, Mr. Wizard Man versus everybody else we've talked to. Very curious little part of history that I can find, people who and I was not close. This is not close to anybody except for the Congress. About 8 or 9. hearing through God. Yes, I suppose so. We've got to have some faith. We've got to do about the problem we have with him. I cannot answer it. They thought I would just pick up and quit. I've been writing that 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I'm writing a bunch of data. Our link moved and so forth, they got pretty scared. Although I don't know the person. But I was rather surprised. I understand people being attention, but I sometimes find it difficult to find them. Yeah, whatever is the big story at the moment. Well, I don't. Because basically, they were taken in by this damn thing. So was I. I know that.
I do think that the extent that people watch the entire hearings, were much better off than when they just see the
I think this probably is not going to be far along the way because of Peach's ability to watch the player. This is what I want to do. I want to whack it out of there. Get the people who can aim to get their feeling a sense of confidence in the things they can do on a helicopter. Don't you agree? Because they're not.
We've got a pretty sort of helicopter.
Huh?
We've got a pretty sort of helicopter.
Heavens, Rutgers. These people are doing well. They got jobs and they get money and so forth. Sure, hamburgers twice, time and a half, then. What's the soul of that?
Just come back and eat your room and check it first. Just come back and eat your room and check it first.
No, I'll be here.
Yeah.
You just ring in case I stepped out for a minute, but I'll be here. They can count. Schultz is a lousy salesman. It's not his fault. great salesman individually, but he can't sell publicly like companies, like schmaltz, and his ass, on top. We have nobody else, right? His ass, on top. Snyder, the president of the enormous corporation. We have nobody else, right? Snyder, the president of the enormous corporation. So what we have to do, we gotta catch the people's attention. The people's attention. And let them know that we are different. And let them know that we do care. That we do care. Roosevelt closed the bank. We didn't close the banks for the children. Roosevelt closed the bank. We didn't close the care. You know, it's a good joke. Banks for the children care. You know, it's what we're doing here. It's a good joke. Go back on television. But right now, we're going to take this. Flip around here a bit. Let me say, don't worry too much about the program. You're going to need the next chance of the day. Are they giving you anything afterwards?
Oh, yes, I'm working on it. I'm still down.
Put in bush on the little island. Production. Some of this stuff. That we'll fill in that program. So,
I got the preferred last night.
Well, let me say, don't worry too much about the program. You're going to be the next chance of the day. If you can take what I give to you, I'll say it to them. Perhaps if we can hear it, put in the bush, and I insist on the little introduction, some of this stuff, that we'll fill in that program. So, I'll say it to them. Perhaps if we can hear it, and I insist. We'll take that. 8 o'clock, we'll look over the rough draft. Thank you. They weren't taking it, but it's getting something. So was I. Just ring, take a siren, step down for a minute, but I'll be here taking the account.